This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is your Sunday 88 Films slasher classic series of reviews. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. Up on this episode, we are doing disc number 50. Is it the last disc in the collection? Well, to be honest, 88 Films posted that statement back on April the 1st, 2021 and have done nothing to deny said rumour since, only announcing this single title since. So if you were a betting man, you would say this is the final one in the series. If you were not a betting man, you or a cynical man, which to be honest I'm cynical, I would think maybe they've said that, but if the opportunity comes to release a disc number 51, they may come back and do it. The movie that we'll be covering on this episode is Snapshot from 1979, a little bit of exploitation thriller, and I don't want to give away anything here. A movie, not a slasher movie, which should surprise no one fucking listening to this. We're going to get to the movie review after the first break. Before we get to that, as always, let's catch up with where we are. It has been a phenomenal week, and it's just getting to the point where things get tasty. Between now and Christmas Eve, every single day of the week, you'll be getting an episode of Podcast Under the Stairs. It will kick off next week, starting tomorrow, with a review of the new episode of Dexter New Blood. We are cruising in on episode number 7, and I'm looking forward to watching it tomorrow and recording my review for you guys out there. On Tuesday, we will conclude our series on the Russian Roulette franchise retro for Children of the Corn, doing the last 4 films in that series. That comes on Tuesday. On Wednesday, myself and the phenomenal Darren Wilson are doing a Listener Choice December episode with a double bill of true crime documentaries that you guys selected. We're doing Tales of the Grim Sleeper from 2014 and a little bit of Dear Zachary from 2008. Then on Thursday is Movie Club time. Listener reviews for our final movie from Mario Bava. It is, of course, Rabid Dogs, and you have until Wednesday to get your review in to be featured on the show before we swing into our last official day podcast, which is Friday, Christmas Eve, when we sit down and do a little bit, ladies and gents, of a Christmas Eve commentary on Dead Alive, aka Brain Dead. Myself, the Baz, and potentially one Mr. Liam Rafferty will be entertaining you while you're at your presents, watching us go a bit cray-cray over some content online. So there you go. That's the plan. That's where we're going. Hopefully you enjoy it. We'll wait and see. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but we are. So yeah, that is the agenda for the week, and I'm looking forward to getting into it. Early next week, you'll be getting an episode of Doing the Nasty. And to be honest, everything else I had kind of in place might not happen now. So Doing the Nasty might be the last episode of the Teapots Collective this year. If I can squeeze a wee opera on there, and I will try it. Chronicle definitely won't be starting until January. So that is you getting the update there. Right, we're going to take a short break just now. You're going to hear promo socials that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for Snapshot from 1979. When I return, is this 50 in the 88 Film Slasher Classic Collection right after this.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked.
prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that. Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of
it. Unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
popping up. Little history doll popping up at you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was going to be a rough
one. How did you watch this shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
This is Angela. She used to be just like the girl next door. Now she's everyone's favorite snapshot.
You thought it over, but your eyes still show the fears. Hide the tears. Drifting away. Don't know where you're going. Will it turn out the way they said it would be? Yeah.
Who can she run to for help?
I don't know when to take you seriously.
It's a very serious matter. Death.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Can't let me?
Now perhaps one with the arm down a little. Just a hint more breast. Lovely.
My dear, sweet, innocent Angela.
But soon, she's not so innocent anymore.
How long did you have to lie on your back to earn more money than I get in 3 months? Right.
We were lovers.
We had two screws. Love had nothing to do with it.
From the decadent nightlife and the jet-set discos, Angela is playing a deadly game of hide-and-seek. And only one person can win. Snapshot is a conspiracy of terror. Why is she so frightened? Only she knows.
And welcome back. So you've just heard the trailer for Snapshot. This is disc number 50 in the 88 Films Slasher Classic Collection. Potentially the last movie they're putting out. We will find out. Here is the description from the website. It says, Angela, played by Sigrid Thornton, is a young hairdresser having a hard time making ends meet. Looking for a fast way to earn some extra money, she accepts a job working as a model. However, soon she gets the feeling that someone is watching her, following her, stalking her. Is it her deranged ice cream truck driving ex-boyfriend, or a psychotic admirer, or someone more sinister? As Angela delves further into her new and sordid lifestyle, she finds herself growing closer and closer to the deadly truth. Directed by Simon Winsor, who did Harlequin, the slow-burn psychological thriller Snapshot melds character drama with moments of shocking violence and nail-biting suspense, featuring atmospheric scope photography by Vincent Montan, who did Road Games, and a pounding soundtrack from Brian May, who did Mad Max. Snapshot is a forgotten piece of exploitation and is proudly presented on Blu-ray by 88 Films, newly restored from its original 35mm camera negative. If you bought this one, ladies and gents, the features are a limited edition slipcase with brand new artwork, a double-sided A3 fold-out poster, and book notes by Andrew Graves. The scan itself is a high-definition Blu-ray 1080p presentation and 2:35:1 aspect ratio from a new 2K scan. original DTS HDMA 2.0 soundtrack, optional English SDH subtitles, audio commentary by The Hysteria Continues, audio commentary by the director Simon Windsor, producer Tony Gideon, actress Sigrid Thornton, and cinematographer Vincent Morton, moderated by Mark Hartley. It has the alternate extended Australian cut in standard definition, producing snapshot, a interview with Tony Gideon, not quite Hollywood, extended interviews with actress Sigrid Thornton, producer Tony Gideon, director Simon Windsor, cinematographer Vincent Morton, with writer Everett DeRoche, assistant director Tom Burnstall, and actress Linda Stoner. TV spots, a gallery and a reversible sleeve featuring brand new artwork and classic The Day After Halloween poster art, because that's what it was known as in other territories, probably trading off the fact that it's a Aussie version of like a kind of slasher Halloween movie, but we're going to get to that in a second, so don't worry. The technical specs for this one, it's region locked to region B, picture format is HD 1080p 235.1, audio format is DTS HDMA 1.0 mono, language is English, subtitles English, certification 15, and the runtime is 1 hour and 33 minutes approximately. Right, let me just get this out of the way. This movie's great. Like, I absolutely thought this movie was great. I was thrilled. I enjoyed it. I think the acting was of a very high caliber compared to a lot of what I've seen before, which shouldn't surprise anyone. I always think Australian movies are acted really, really, really well. And I like the plot. The plot is something a little bit different. There's something almost De Palma-esque about this, in a way that I it's almost felt like an Australian rendition of a De Palma movie, and I kind of loved it because of that. And it has little shades of a kind of giallo-esque mystery as well, which I really enjoyed. It's not a slasher movie. Like, by its very definition, it can't be a slasher movie because no one dies by knife. And not only does no one die by knife, the two people that do die in this movie, spoiler alert, one of them is burned alive, who's revealed as being the killer, and the other one, who was the red herring, is crushed by a vehicle. How is this a slasher movie? How is this not a thriller? I don't even think it's a horror movie. I sat slack-jawed watching this, thinking, if this is your last one to the collection, 88 films, and it might not be, but if this is your last one, one, I'm glad that you put this out. Why is it under the slasher banner, though? I don't get that. I think that's a silly move, considering you've got so many other banners you can put this under, and it would work out with the fact that you maybe don't necessarily think this will do particularly well, and you know for a fact that if you put that 50 on it, that disc 50, people that have been buying the collection will buy it, which, if, I mean, from a cynical point of view, I hate that shit. But from a, I want everyone to watch this movie, I love the fact that it might have more eyes on it. Snapshot has a lot to like here. I like the cinematography. I like the pacing. This has got a great pacing to it. It introduces, like I say, it feels like De Palma. It really feels like De Palma. It introduces a character who is a hairdresser, who has a friend who is a relatively successful model, who gets her a casting role in a shoot for an advertising cologne. And all she has to do is take her top off and wander in the sea, which I do love in this one because it's in the sea in Australian winter, which is still like about 40 degrees hotter than Scottish winter. And everyone's like wearing fur coats and all the rest. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, how dare you? You're fucking, oh, it's you know, it's so cold over. It's fucking Australia. You guys have barbecues for Christmas Day, so fuck off. Anyway, then, essentially, off the back of this topless photo, she is then pursued, and it could be one of a couple of different suspects. I picked the villain probably about the, maybe about the 40-minute mark, and I was proved right, so I enjoyed that. But I think you could easily get through this to the end, maybe oblivious, if you don't watch a lot of thrillers or murder mysteries. And like I said before, murder mysteries, the two deaths happen at the end of this movie. You watch this movie for an hour and 20 minutes, no fucking death, and then the deaths happen at the end. And one is by fire, and one is by vehicle. Let that sink in. This is a slasher classic. Not even a proto slasher. Ain't no slashing in this. 88 films. I don't know if you're listening to me. Why is the hysteria continues doing a commentary on this one? Out with them saying, we're the slasher podcast and this isn't a slasher. I shouldn't get hung up on this, but it really infuriates me. Just don't put that tag on it here. It muddies the water. Anyway, the acting is fucking great. Sigrid Thornton is absolutely brilliant. She's gorgeous. She's playful. She's very, very witty. I love her dialogue. I love her attitude. She's a kind of spunky character. And everyone she interacts with is very shade of creep or weird. And all that sort of stuff builds up in a really kind of satisfying way, in a way that I thoroughly enjoyed. I think the script's really fun. Even though I predicted who the killer was, I liked the story. I thought the story handled itself relatively well as well. And you get some great set pieces here. And a good culmination. Like, this ends in a kind of satisfying way as well, where it gives you an ending which is kind of, it's a happy ending, but at the same time it clearly isn't a happy ending. So I enjoyed that aspect. And the idea of following someone through the, I was going to say CD underbelly, but in a world that she's not familiar with, and I'm not familiar with, believe it or not, I'm not a topless model. But, you know, following through those things, I found that interesting and fun. I liked the score in this one. I liked the cinematography. I'm baffled by its inclusion in this collection. I genuinely think, though, if you've never seen Snapshot before, you fucking watch it. I think it's a great movie, like one of those ones where I am overjoyed. Give me like 10 of these and take the rest of my collection away from the classics collection, because this is fucking awesome. It's a really, really, really good movie, and the print looks great. Sim's awesome. It's a bit light on special features, but we'll let them off with that. So yeah, I'm all about how great this movie is. If they don't do any more, then it will save my eye twitching every time I have to read the word slasher classic and realise it's not. It's not one. Come on, play the fucking game. In terms of reviewing and grading this movie, 4.5. I think this is real fucking good and everyone should check it out. I'm going to take my final break of this episode. When I come back, I'm closing out the show and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been potentially the final 88 Films slasher classic episode on the podcast Under the Stairs. This might be the end of an era, ladies and gents. Let's take a second to mourn and gently weep. Second over, we're back. This was disc number 50, Snapshot. A movie that I'm highly recommending. There's a multitude of ways to check out podcasts Under the Stairs. Wherever you're listening to us right now, hit subscribe. That way you get the shows as and when they drop, and access to the entire back catalogue of Teapot's content. Don't stop there. We have a sister feed called the Teapot's Collective, which has shows like Where to Begin With, Opera Omnia, Doing the Nasty, and Chronicle. Their archives all available for you when you hit subscribe as well. Subscribing to both the podcasts Under the Stairs and the Teapot's Collective is the best way to support what I do Under the Stairs. Don't like podcatchers? Don't blame you. Check out our website, teapotscast.com. Over there, you'll find links to all the shows, as well as a show called Jaws' Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts, a booze-based banter entertainment podcast featuring myself, The Baz, and Scott Liam from Scott Liam vs. Evil. Jaws' Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts, exclusively available on teapotscast.com. If you're on Facebook and you want to interact with me over there, for Podcasts Under the Stairs, it's quite simply facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. For the Teapots Collective, that is the Facebook page, slightly different URL, facebook.com/teapotscast. And for a bit of Jaws' Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts, it's facebook.com/groups/regrettablepod. If you don't like Facebook, who can blame you? It's a beehive of cunts. And you'd rather contact us through one of the other social media platforms that I dub the twin prongs of social media sexiness. Of course, I'm meaning Instagram and Twitter. We can be found at TeapotsCast. The podcast Under the Stairs returns tomorrow to your feeds, reviewing episode number 7 of Dexter New Blood. So until then, wherever you are, whoever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.